Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is calm, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a mild night, making it comfortable for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, Hezbollah has imported drone tactics from Ukraine into Lebanon. These drones are cheap, lethal, and difficult to stop. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports the IDF has destroyed over 20 terrorist infrastructures in Baqa and southern Lebanon. This includes a site linked to Hezbollah's weapon production. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals a shift in Israel's military goals against Hezbollah. The government now focuses on defensive actions rather than seeking total victory. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports Israelis are receiving threatening WhatsApp messages. These are likely from Iranian hackers using psychological warfare. And finally, I-24 News states Prime Minister Netanyahu insists the IDF will continue targeting Hezbollah. He asserts, the work is not done. Jewish Warrior 13 posted just minutes ago that Iran may be shutting down oil production due to a U.S. naval blockade. This could have significant economic implications. Al Arabiya Eng reported earlier today that a Washington, D.C. dinner wasn't a high-security event, despite senior official attendance. This raises questions about the security protocol. OSINT613 posted earlier that Iran's Supreme National Security Council warned of potential anti-regime protests. Economic pressures are reportedly the main trigger. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the drone tactics in Lebanon. Ynet reports that Hezbollah's use of fiber-optic FPV attack drones poses a significant threat. These drones can operate without radio signals, making them hard to intercept. This development demands a rapid response from the IDF to counter the evolving threat. Turning to the IDF's recent operations, Walla notes that the destruction of over 20 infrastructures in Baqa is a significant blow to Hezbollah's capabilities. The targeted site was crucial for weapon production and storage. This action underscores Israel's continued efforts to dismantle Hezbollah's military strength. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's report on the government's updated war goals highlights a strategic shift. By focusing on defensive measures, Israel aims to minimize escalation while still countering threats. This approach reflects a cautious balance between military engagement and diplomatic considerations. In the realm of cybersecurity, the Jerusalem Post's report on Iranian hacker activities is concerning. The psychological warfare tactics align with previous patterns from the Handala Group. This ongoing cyber threat highlights the need for robust digital defenses in Israel. Finally, I-24 News covers Netanyahu's firm stance on Hezbollah. Despite the shift in military strategy, the Prime Minister emphasizes continued pressure on Hezbollah. This position signals Israel's unwavering commitment to regional security. On the economic front. First, the Times of Israel Tech reports Google and YouTube have received substantial funding from Israel for a Gaza messaging drive. This is part of a broader $52 million effort starting from Operation Rising Lion against Iran. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses potential income through bond investment. With geopolitical shifts and changing macroeconomic data, bond markets are seeing rising yields, presenting new opportunities for investors. And finally, CTEC reveals Copperhelm has secured $7 million in seed funding to automate cloud security using AI agents. This move aims to address fragmentation in enterprise cloud systems, showcasing innovation in Israel's tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.